Donating your car or boat is an excellent way to help KPFK stay alive and on air. All you have to do is call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK-AUTO, and we'll take care of everything.
This is Michelle Schacht, and you're listening to radio, powered by the people, KPFK. 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. In the shadows, we rise in the light. Every color in the spectrum, burning fierce, burning bright. Voices breaking silence. Every truth that we found, no more hiding who we are. This is Gender Out Loud. Say it strong, say it proud. We're the storm and the crowd. From the margin to the main stage, hear us breaking every cage. Gender Out Loud, Gender Out Loud. Say it strong, say it proud. We're the storm and the crowd.
Welcome to I am RU. Well, I know I am. The world's longest running LGBTQ plus radio show on 90.7 FM KPFK here in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Taylor Gray, your host and producer. Thank you, Ornella Barbara, who's our dark star girl here at KPFK, who wrote that and produced that terrific new theme song called Gender Out Loud. We love that. Now, today we're joined in studio by independent music artist Nicole, that's N-I-K-K-O-L-E, Hall, an unstoppable force whose drive, discipline, and Billboard chart-topping success are redefining what it means to be an artist in today's world. Welcome back to the show, Nicole.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back in with you.
Well, you know, I have to give a shout out right at the top.
Let's do it.
To one of our legacy people mm-hmm. that's involved with IMRU mm-hmm. since more than half of its 52-year now life since 1974.
My goodness.
But Steve Pride, who kept this show going
yes.
for many, many years here
we
on
love
KPFK.
Steve.
Steve passed away.
I know.
Yes.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah, and Greg Gordon, who was also a part of mm-hmm. KPFK and IMRU and,
yes.
and thiswayout.org. It's amazing, these legacy people who have passed. So, and you absolutely were one of Steve Pride's
oh.
most favorite people that I would bring onto the show.
Oh, my God. You know how that warms my heart.
Yeah.
Steve was just so amazing. I'm yeah. grateful that you guys have had me on the show for, like, so many times now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're one of our favorite, and we love your music.
I love being here.
So we're going to get into some of your music a little later on.
Yes,
we're going to dig
yes,
into
yes.
a little bit
Can
about
I
you.
Can I say that theme song is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. So
look,
shout out
look
to
right through the window.
Yes.
Right at our board up. And you see Ornella, she's raising her hand.
You better
this
work,
is radio,
baby.
So
that's,
our audience can't
yes,
tell.
That's
but
fire.
Yes. She that isn't it?
Yes. I love it. Love it.
And she's not going to just say that.
No, literally, I wasn't. Yeah. He mentioned it to me and I said, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Love it.
She's yes. going to release it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think
she needs
should.
To.
Yeah, and now I also want to give it a shout out right at the top of the show while we're doing it.
Yes.
With our Dee Freeman family.
Oh, Dee.
Dee was on the show January 12th.
Yes.
She is battling. I've never seen a woman fight. I've never seen any human being fight as hard
she's
as
she's so fierce.
Battling this stage 4 lung cancer.
Mm.
But she's going to get it back to
she
stage
is.
0.
I know it. We're sending her all yeah. the good energy, all the love. We love
absolutely.
You,
absolutely. Dee's mom, she's 94. Dee's
Hi,
sisters,
mom.
Linda and Barbara.
Hi,
and,
sis.
And husband, Shane. Sorry.
Son.
Shane and Shannon. Oops. Yeah, Shane and Shannon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her son and daughter-in-law.
Aww.
And her daughter, Amber. And
much love to the family.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Much love to the entire family.
Yes.
And all the friends that have been visiting her. Dee Freeman, you are a life force.
You're a warrior girl. We love you.
Yes, right. Now,
yes.
back to the show.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Nicole Hall. N-I-K-K-O-L-E. Do not spell it the other way.
No, don't, baby. Don't
That's
spell it.
That's the wrong way.
It's wrong.
Yes,
it's wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's
so,
totally wrong.
Act one.
Scene five.
Yes, act one. Who is she? Who is Nicole Hall? Now, before the music and the accolades,
yeah.
who is Nicole Hall today, right at this very moment?
Nicole Hall is a very, you know, a woman that's gone through some things. I've endured some things in this life. And it's shown me how I need to enjoy things going forward. Having a music career that's spanned over 25 years at this point, and being an independent artist.
You're like 23. How
do you know what
do
I'm
that?
Saying? How does that
Were
work?
Were you in utero singing?
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So,
your mother's very talented.
She is. She loves to hear that too.
Right.
She's listening now.
Of course she is.
Yeah,
I love
course.
Your mom.
Yes. But, you know, I think that I've evolved into a woman who's just powerful and full of strength at this point. And, you know,
I
going through things
disagree.
just molds you into that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
You
were so good. She's so keep in mind, this is not like some talk shows that you watch at night or on your television where the artist has been given the questions prior to. She's not heard any of these.
Not one.
Mm-hmm. And she just riffs right away. Now, you describe yourself on social media. I've seen this.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Just yesterday. And maybe sooner than that or later than that.
Maybe earlier than that, perhaps.
I digress, as I usually do. Yes. You describe yourself as having an A-type personality.
I do.
How has that shaped your journey?
Good and bad for whatever it is. But I'm super regimented. So, you know, in the sense that if I have a task that's in front of me, we need to get it done. I'm also super creative. So I manage to sort of like take on both roles. So it gets a little difficult sometimes when I'm working with people who are not very work-oriented.
Just because it's on my mind right now. Yeah. But I remember coming to your studio in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you were doing your fifth album, Vulnerable.
Yes.
Right?
You were there.
And so knock, knock, knock. That's her studio door. And then this older African American gentleman opens the door. I have no idea who he is at this moment. I walk in. Mm-hmm. We sit down in your studio.
Yeah.
And he's playing some of your tracks. And I'm giving feedback and all that kind of stuff. I have no idea. Will you please tell our audience who this gentleman was
is? The gentleman that opened the door is producer Leon Silvers III from, you know, all of their major hits back in the day, Shalimar, The Whispers, Gladys Knight, Evelyn Champagne King.
And they had their own hits,
And the Silvers, his siblings, they had their own group in the 70s, you know, with Boogie Fever and things of that nature.
This is the man that answered the door.
Yeah, so
and
that
little
was
Leon. Michael Taylor Gray from Canton, Ohio.
Yes, yes, you came
me,
in.
See, me.
Yeah, you came in.
Yeah, I got verklempt just now.
And, you know, he was excited to see you because when you came in, you had, like, all of this great energy like you always do.
Thank you.
And you're like, let's hear the music. And he played the music, and there we are.
Yeah. And I gave all this really honest
you
feedback
did.
That was really resonating. And that was
and he loved it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Because of your honesty. And he could feel that integrity within what you were saying.
But
and he cared.
Yes, you know? I do. But that's who you are.
Oh.
You invite – you're such an ego-less person when it comes to really – really crafting your art, your music.
Yeah.
And the fact that you allowed me to be a part of that moment
and that
he was open to it too, given his pedigree, that was amazing.
The thing is that when we have friends and associates and people who come from that loving creative background as well, it's good to get your honest feedback.
Yeah.
We don't want the yes people to say, oh yeah, that's good. And then you put some BS out. Do you know what I'm saying?
So
it's good to have those types of friends in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which leads right into my next question so beautifully.
Right.
She does this all the time. You surround yourself with people who know more than you do. Why is that important?
So that I can grow. Life is about growing. Life is about learning and, you know, so that we can move forward to the next plateau. And I love to absorb great energy from people and knowledge. And that's why I like to surround myself by people, you know, who have a vast knowledge in various things that I can pull from.
They don't always know more than you do.
Hilarious. Well, in some areas,
but their wheelhouse is something that maybe is a little more skilled than what you have experienced.
Yeah.
So that's very smart on your part.
Thank you.
Yeah, because if you look up her videos, Nikkole music.com, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Nicole.com is the
Nicole,
website.
Nikkole.com.
Yes.
Listen to her, not me. Yeah, listen to me right now, though, please.
Please.
Okay. Now, has this, like, A-type personality, this surrounding yourself with people who know more than you do, perhaps in some areas. Now, has that ever challenged your ego? Speaking of,
no, I don't have an ego when it comes to learning things. And
which is what I said.
Yeah, you just can't. You know, if you want to grow and if you want to, you know, have longevity in this industry and any creative part of the industry, I think that you have to be open and just drop that ego at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because 25 years into this, thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you're still in it.
I think so.
You're in it to win it.
I am in it to win it. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our KPFK IMRU listeners, Act 2, the hustle and billboard moment.
All right.
Now, you never give up. Where does that resilience come from?
I think it comes from my family. You know, my grandmother, grandfather, everyone like worked hard. They were super kind and helpful to people. And through that, people want to help you lift yourself up. So it comes from that foundation and seeing that, like as a young kid, and how my mom saw things and my brother, you know, it just made me want to do more.
Speaking of your brother, mm-hmm. is he here with us?
I believe Wallace in studio. Is in studio, yes.
Yes, he's holding here. A camera up, pointed right at her. I don't exist. No, I'm kidding.
He's the best.
I've never, this sibling relationship between Wallace and our lovely Nicole, it's beautiful. I envy it so much.
Aww.
That you have that kind of bond. And
yeah.
You guys support and love each
we
other.
We do.
He's my birthday buddy.
He I is.
June 20th.
Yay.
Gemini. Don't be afraid of us. Don't be afeard. No. Now, you've charted on Billboard.
Yes.
With your fourth album.
Mm-hmm.
What did that moment feel like?
It was incredible. I still remember it like it was yesterday. Just, you know, because of all the years of work that you put in that you feel, even though you do, I've done well independently before that album, but just getting that sort of recognition, like you grow up reading the Billboard magazines and then to finally like see yourself on the charts, you know, it was an incredible feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, gonna get it right.
Gonna get it
number
right.
Number 20, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Zero.
Number 7.
The mix of that.
Well, there were several remixes of both of them.
Right.
But yeah, so... actually, recently, it's very interesting. So we are, you know, 12 years past that since that project came out.
Yeah.
And recently, one of the remixes from that song, the Moto Blanco remix of Zero, just went to number 4 in Central and South America. So
Girl. It's
just you just think people are still listening, you know what I mean, to songs. Songs that
on
you
scale
put a lot of
10, honey, you're a zero.
When
good
you put
song.
The work into yeah. and the love and care and good product, it's resilient and it lasts. You know, it stands the test of time. And that was an amazing feeling.
Remember when I took a screenshot of that? You were above Madonna.
Yes, I remember that.
In the top 10. I
yes.
said, girl,
yes.
look where Madonna is.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you at the
I said,
gym?
Madonna, look up. You
weren't
see
you at
Nicole?
The gym one time and you
I was,
saw the video or
I was at
like
the
that?
Gold's Gym.
Yes, yes.
One time. And I'm just doing my little reps.
Yes, yes.
Which I did way back when. Don't hold me to that now.
You look amazing.
And then I look up and right there on the screen, there is going to get it right.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm like screaming in the gym like, I know. People, they called security. But okay, not before the song was done.
Not before the song was done.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so incredible. Then
love
did this... affirmation, did this moment of success charting on Billboard, now did it change you or affirm who you already are?
That's a very good question.
Hello.
I love that. Thank you for
That's
writing
what we do
that.
Here, Diane,
yes. Didn't change me. I feel that it just affirmed and confirmed all that I knew. You know, it's there. And I think that that's what like a lot of artists and singers will address starting out should do is knowing when you have that inside of you, it will be recognized. You just have to continue, keep pushing, even with the world changing the way it has been changing musically and you think it's more difficult. That consistency never fails. So you got to keep going.
You are consistent. You
if
have
anything,
a sound. You have a vibe. Vibe. Another one of her songs.
Yes.
Yes. Now, but think about it this way as well. What has it cost you emotionally to keep going? Girl, I told you we're going to dig deep.
Baby, you going deep.
Mm-hmm.
That emotionally. I mean, I think that because of who I am individually, I have different compartments, you know, different characters.
That's that
of
type
who that
A
I
personality.
Am.
They can compartmentalize.
Yes. So I think that sometimes you push a lot of things down that do hurt you, but because you got to keep going. So it does harden you a little bit.
Because as a woman in the industry,
yes.
you've had to deal with a lot of non-women.
Yes. A lot of that.
Assuming things and... telling
yes.
you what you can and cannot do or
yeah.
where you should, what direction you should go.
And trying to push the envelope too far in various directions. I mean, it happens all the time that we've heard about and we've experienced.
You don't
well.
Need an envelope, honey. It's all there.
It's all there.
That's right.
It's all there. Yeah.
Act 3. Influencer power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you define... I hear this word a lot.
Yes.
And for us people who are over a certain age.
Okay.
How do you define influencer? What does that mean to you?
To me, interestingly enough, I see it as like things that I enjoy and I like that I can share with my audience and my people, and they might like it as well. So maybe we're all influenced by various things that we like. And if we come together and it's my little world, people like the similar things. So I see it from that perspective. Now, I'm not like trying to just influence and push something on you, but I like this and I think you might like it. So it's more like sharing, influencer sharing.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, because what responsibility comes, because I think there is a responsibility that comes with that, especially on Instagram and TikTok, because somebody who likes your music, might be a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh my God, Nicole says I should get this.
Right. Which is why you need to be super mm-hmm. careful about things that you do endorse, that you really do use it. Like, not just, it's not a payday. It's about you actually enjoying the product that you are giving to your audience.
Yeah. How do you choose which brands and products that you promote?
It's just got to be something I like, something I'm interested in. You know, if it's clothing, I like these clothing, like contact lenses. Oh, let's try some fun colors.
Oh, you got some. Yeah, you got some.
Yeah.
What's the company that does that?
There's Unicor and there's iVision as well that I'd work with. And then there's like smart glasses. Of course, anything techie I'm into is like Sangstree smart glasses or Amila Tequila because, you know, I like a cocktail, you know,
girl,
a drinky drink every now and then,
I
you
hear
know.
That clink, clink, clink.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you ever feel pressure to promote something that doesn't align with you or your brand?
No, not at this point in my life. I pick and choose what I want to do, and that goes for everything.
Oh, she's authentic. I'm telling you, people, this is real. This is not manufactured.
No.
Speaking of,
yes.
I led into my own question.
All right, look at you.
I love this.
Look at you, professional.
Yes. Not my first time at the rodeo.
No.
That's right. Now, how do you protect your authenticity? How do you protect that?
By now at this point in my life, making sure that the people I do work with have a true understanding of who I am and what I bring to the table and not try to change me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. That works
yeah.
in relationships mm-hmm. too.
It does.
Yeah. The older I get, which is, it's there.
No.
You know, you don't want to change. Well, I don't say that with any kind of trepidation or
good. Good for you. Downfall.
It's just, you can't go into anything thinking you're going to change something.
No.
You got to go in and meet. You got to meet eye to eye.
You do. And you have to be willing to, you know, compromise with people as well. Like not be stern and stubborn. But also, I don't want someone to think that like, okay, we're working together. You're going to do exactly what I want you to do. Yeah. I'm not that person now.
Mm-mm.
No.
No. Are you ready for Act 4? You know
I
what
am.
Act 4 is?
No, I don't.
Oh, honey, the music.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Our first song that we're going to bring up here in just a moment.
All right.
Is Connect.
Nice.
And that's what you do. You connect people. What inspired the song Connect?
I think when I wrote that song, I wanted to speak on something that was about energy and about life force and, you know, getting that electrical feeling when you meet someone, not something that's organic and not just, you know, put together. And that's where the premise of the song came from. Working with Dave Audet was amazing as well.
We'll have a second version of that song in just a moment.
Okay.
But let's do, I think this is the radio edit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen to Nicole Hall's Connect. I feel connected.
Oh, do you?
I feel connected. Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Now, we're going to lead into the – I want to make sure we get all four songs you brought with
all right.
us today.
Cool.
So what was it like hearing the Dave – is it David Audet?
Dave Audet.
Audet. Like, ah, day.
Yes.
David, the Dave Audet remix of Connect. What was it like
well,
hearing that
because
the first
he and
time?
I worked on that version as well. We wrote
oh,
it together.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
So when – I did this for another label, Woodward Avenue Records, and they came to me and they're like, Nicole, we want to work with you. Let's do something. So I brought Dave into that. Wonderful. Because I wanted to do something with Dave, us to collaborate. So we did that, and then they wanted us to do a remix. So that's where the remix comes into play, with Dave Audet doing the remix. So he did the original track and then a remix of that one.
Now, how important is it, before we play this Dave Audet, a remix of Connect, how did you come to start working with all of these DJs?
It started back when I had remixes on my album, Hallucinations, with Gonna Get It Right in Zero. Yeah. And then learning the importance of that through friends like yourself and other people, like why you should have different remixes because they hit at different areas of the night if you're in a club or if you're...
We talked about Palm Springs White Party.
Yes, exactly.
I remember having that conversation and saying when you first arrive, there's this... this arrival kind of energy.
Right.
And then there's getting into the evening. Then there's the pinnacle of the evening. Then things start winding down. And then there's the end of the evening.
Yes.
And so there's different vibes. And
exactly.
And then you connected with I can't remember the name. That's okay that we can't remember. It was an important DJ in that area at the time, a local LA DJ.
Yes.
And then that led into all
these.
He was
so helpful.
Yes,
but
he was.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of you, I met him. And that's how that's so good to open yourself up to friends and such that are helpful, which opened my eyes up to a broader picture of remixes, which is where we are today. You
collaborations,
know what I mean?
Baby.
Yes.
Yeah. And, and there's a reason why this remix of Zero, which is your highest chart-topping, Billboard chart-topping song, is now re-emerging.
I think so.
I love that because it's going to be new to somebody, honey.
Yeah, right? And Dave and I worked on that as well. So he's one of the remixers on Zero.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's working. So let's hear the remix of Connect and we'll talk on the other side. I'm at White Party, Palm Springs. The evening is really heating up.
Yes.
And people are feeling it, honey.
Yes.
For various reasons.
Yes.
But people are feeling it.
It's setting the mood.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And boy, it just takes you to that place
it
where
does.
You feel like you're floating on that cloud and you're just, you're in the music.
Yeah.
To me, that was, you know, in the heart of the disco days. That's what music, that's what music did. It was a great equalizer. Everybody could hit that dance floor and feel like they were a star.
I love that.
And they were just in that moment.
It envelops you, right?
Yes, it does envelop
it
you.
It does. Yeah.
I felt completely in that bubble.
I love
Not
that.
Not like John Travolta, the boy in the bubble. But a good energy bubble.
A good
bubble.
Energy, yeah.
That was
wonderful. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Now, you also worked with DJs, DJ Frisco and Marcos.
Pion.
See, I knew you would get that. That's French. DJ Frisco and Marcos Pion
on
Stay and Romance.
Yes,
so what was it like working with them? You know, you've worked with Dave Audet.
Yes.
But these are two other DJs.
Yeah, they're
so
from Spain. And they
I like Spanish.
Yeah, so they hit me up. You know, that's a great thing about like being online and people, they heard my other remixes as well. So they're like, you know, do you want to work together? And that's
do
how
I?
That came about. I'm like, that's amazing. So broadening the horizon and being able to work with those guys has been incredible. And I've just really enjoyed these projects that I've been doing, you know, with them, the two projects, the project with Dave, and I'm just looking forward to doing more things like that.
Yes. Yeah. Arnella Barbara, who wrote, you know,
our theme song,
yes, Gender Out Loud. See what happens when you put things out there?
That's right.
You create an
we
energy.
We manifest it, yeah.
That's absolutely
that's
right.
That's what we do.
Now, let's take a listen to Stay by Nicole, NIKKOLE.com.
Just different, you're usually do this, but you kind of caught me off
night has just begun.
It has.
I just arrived at the club.
That's right.
And I hear the song, and I want to go out there and dance.
And you spotted someone.
I did.
You
yes.
Did.
And I want
you.
Them to stay.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. See? Yeah, I love it. I love it. So next up is romance. Now,
yeah.
What do you want people to feel? What do you want your listener to feel like with Stay and with romance? Or overall, with any of these songs?
I want my songs to take people on a journey, you know, to be immersed in that moment. Maybe it's something that they're currently going through, something they want to go through, something they've been through. But the bottom line is it's something they can relate to. And if my song does that, I'm satisfied.
You know, all I have to say to that?
Yes.
Girl. Girl. Yes. So with that in mind, let's listen to Romance, and then we'll talk on the other side.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, too.
That's not the end of the evening, but it's after the pinnacle of the evening.
Okay.
Where you've made that connection.
Yes.
And you're like, ooh, could this be just a, you know,
right?
In the moment, or could
yes.
this be a romance?
You never know what could develop. Mm-hmm.
See?
You know?
I'm
but
feeling
open
it.
To the moment. Exactly.
Yes, I'm open. Girl,
live in the moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, before we end our show, which
okay.
is coming up,
yeah.
I know this goes
it's
by
so fast,
far.
Right?
I know,
that's
right?
such a great time.
Oh, well, it's your family.
Aw,
you really
thank
are
you.
Your family.
Thank you.
Your IMRU, KPFK, and Michael Taylor Gray family.
Oh, I love
yes,
that.
I love you.
Love you guys.
Now, a signature question.
Mm.
At the heart of the show is yes. the question, I am, are you?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you,
yes.
Nicole,
yes.
N-I-K-K-O-L-E, when everything quiets down, who are you really?
When everything quiets down, I'm a chill personality who likes to kick back at home, you know, have a little drink from my Bartesian, make a snack. I'm not just throwing Bartesian out there, but I'm just saying, you know,
hey,
have a little
the
snack.
The girl's around here for a reason.
Exactly.
She's still in the game for a reason, okay?
Watch some crime shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, chill out. Like, I'm just down to earth, and I like to also travel a lot. So I'm a traveler. I'm a beach person. That's who I am.
And your family.
And I love my family. I
you
love
do.
Being with my family.
I love
we have a
when
great
you post
time
about
together.
Your mom, all the photo, oh all the Instagram.
They're crazy
TikTok.
Like me. We
Honey,
have a good time. We
yes.
do it up.
Yes.
Yes.
Now we're going to get ready for community calendar.
Yes.
With Elliot. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But before we do that,
okay.
I want to tell everybody
mm-hmm.
you have been listening to I Am Are You. I am. Are you? Nicole is. Now on KPFK 90.7 FM here in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Taylor Gray, your host and producer. And today's conversation with Nicole Hall, NIKKOLE.com, is a reminder that success isn't just about reaching the top. It's about staying true to who you are along the way.
Yes.
Until next time, be bold, be real, and ask yourself, are you? And dear gentle listener, as I always remind you, this is good night, but not goodbye.
Oh, yes. Good night.
Until next time.
Love you guys.
Love you more.
Hello, all you kings and queens of the City of Angels. I'm Elliot Ellison here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. I'm the calendar keeper for all of my sisters, brothers, and others. This is the LGBTQ plus community calendar for Los Angeles, March 23rd through March 31st. On March 26th, the Gay Men's Book Club meets at the Twisted Vine in Fullerton at 7 p.m. and Roxy's Bingo at the Stagebrush Cantina in Calabasas at 7 p.m. Then, on March 27th, Hamburger Mary's Drag Queen Bingo will happen in both the Santa Monica and WeHo locations at 7 p.m., and the Fullerton Queer Night Club Night at the Elliott at 7 p.m. March 28th, Gays for Good Beach Cleanup is going on at the Santa Ana River in Newport Beach.